Episode 1 of Be the Reiki Master. In this video series, you are going to learn what is Reiki, the 7 basic concepts of Reiki, the 5 Reiki principles, the 3 Reiki pillars, the 7 chakras, how to prepare for Reiki attunement, the self-attunement process, the 5 Reiki symbols, the 16 Reiki hand positions for self-healing, the 18 Reiki hand positions for healing others, and how to live the Reiki lifestyle every day. So let's begin with, what exactly is Reiki? Reiki, or Universal Life Force, is a healing system that originates from Japan. Reiki practitioners use their hands to guide this life force, also known as ki, and transfer it to where it is most needed, be that within their own bodies, or into the body of another person. Reiki practitioners can do this because they learn to use the 5 principles of Reiki to channel this universal life force into wherever they see fit, to remove disease and pain. However, Reiki isn't just about healing and being healed through the power of touch. It's also concerned with creating physical, emotional, and mental balance. In other words, it's about a holistic approach to health. It's not just about healing what is already dysfunctional. It's about making sure that, once healed, you remain in balance for the rest of your life, so you don't suffer the same, or different, dysfunctions again. This is a key difference when compared to the approach of conventional medicine. Generally, we wait until something goes wrong before we see the doctor, or go to the hospital. Conventional medicine, from the most life-threatening situations to the smallest of ailments, concerns itself with fixing what is wrong. Something has to go wrong first. Yes, Reiki is about healing ailments, but it's also about giving you the secret to a life free of pain and disease thereafter. Unlike conventional medicine, it's not about treating different issues with separate, disjointed medications. Reiki is about harnessing the universal life force to heal ourselves as whole beings, from our physical bodies to our emotional and mental states. Here's a brief history of Reiki. The first recorded mention of Reiki is in Japan, and it dates back to 1001 AD. The word Reiki comes from 2 separate words. Rei, which means universal, or also translates into God's wisdom, and Ki, which means life force, or life energy. The concept of a universal life force is not just embedded into Japanese culture. It spans across the globe. It is known as prana in Hinduism and Buddhism, and it is what all yoga breathing techniques center around. It's known as qi or kai in China, which is the energy associated with qigong and tai chi. And it is also known as mana in Hawaiian culture. Reiki was introduced as a full healing system in 1922 by Dr. Makao Usui, the founder of Reiki. He was born in Japan to a Buddhist family and was schooled in a traditional Buddhist monastery. During his lifetime, he mastered samurai swordsmanship, Kiko, the Japanese version of Qigong, and was interested in many different types of medicine, religions and spirituality, such as Taoism and Shinto. Dr. Makao devoted his life to finding a way of healing himself and others in a way that was natural, did not need expensive medicine and equipment, had no side effects, and could never cause any harm. He knew, from his Buddhist upbringing, that there is a universal life force that connects everyone and everything. He also realized that other religions and belief systems also talked about this life force. but it just went by different names. Dr. Macau didn't believe in restricting himself to one religion or system of beliefs. He was on a mission to find a definitive system of healing. And if that meant he needed to become educated in a wide variety of belief systems, then so be it. It's this open-minded approach that makes Reiki accessible to anyone. No matter what religion or beliefs you have. Or indeed, if you have no beliefs. He traveled to China and to the West to study their medicines. Later, once he came back to Japan, he became a Tendai Buddhist monk and developed a definitive system of healing, forged from everything he had learned so far. A prolific healer, he taught Reiki to over 2,000 people in his lifetime. People who then went on to heal and teach tens of thousands. There are now millions of people around the world who benefit from Reiki. One of the people he taught Reiki to was Dr. Chujiro Hayashi, a former naval officer who became a healer once he met Dr. Macau. Dr. Hayashi is noted for being the person who introduced additional hand positions, which covered more of the human body, and therefore allowed more comprehensive healing, all with the blessing of Dr. Macau. One of Dr. Hayashi's students was Mrs. Hawayo Takada, a Japanese-American lady who originally sought Dr. Hayashi's help to heal her own ailments, and then became so enamored with the power of Reiki, she started healing others. Mrs. Takada is credited for being the person who brought Reiki to the West and making the teachings more accessible to Westerners. Join us for the next episode, when we'll take a closer look at the seven basic concepts of Reiki.